This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
Is a two-time Olympian swimmer, recent silver medalist, and most importantly, Las Vegas local Katie Grimes on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Congratulations on everything, Katie. We are so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you still in Paris right now?
Yes, I am.
And how has it been? How's your French?
It's pretty good. I took French in high school for 2 years, so not going to lie, it didn't stick very well, but I'm getting by.
Bonjour, Katie. Ça va?
Bien. Et toi?
Oh, bien. Ooh. Merci. Merci. I, too, took it in high school.
Katie, we are so proud of you. So many things to talk to you about. Let's go back to the opening ceremonies. How was that evening for you? Were you on the boat? What was that night like for you?
Yeah, so we didn't get to go on the boat, unfortunately. They recommend that if you compete within the first 3 days that you just celebrate back at the village. So a group of us swimmers put on our outfits still and got dressed and take pictures. But yeah, the boat would have been really fun, but thankfully we get to do closing ceremonies, so that'll be cool.
That will be cool. And I mean, yeah. What a ride this has been for you. Your second Olympics, you competed in Tokyo. That was during COVID. And now here you are in Paris. How has the experience been compared to that one with no one there to cheer you on to this one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been completely different. I mean, just like you said, the crowd here at the pool is just, it's crazy. And even when I was in Tokyo with no crowd there, it felt like there was a crowd just because of all the adrenaline and everything. But I came into Paris just being prepared for a completely different experience. And it truly has been. Like, they've been complete 180s of each other, but they're both very special in their own ways, for sure.
And we get to see you again one more time, right? You're doing the open swim in the Seine River?
Yes, yeah.
Are you nervous about going in the river with some of the issues they've had?
A little bit, but I obviously am going to put my faith in the people that are testing the water quality. I know that they did the triathlon in the Seine, so that's a good sign. But yeah, I'm just gonna prepare for anything.
I it's going to build up your immunity. Don't you think?
I've been taking so much vitamin C, so I feel good.
Well, people don't know. I mean, you swam for the Sandpipers here in Las Vegas, which is a huge, huge swimming club. And I know all your Sandpipers community, all your Las Vegas community, we are just like cheering you on. What do you want to say to the people of Las Vegas that just love you so much and are just rooting for you?
Yeah, I really, really have been feeling the support from Vegas and just not only my club team, but like you said, just Vegas in general. I grew up there. My dad is born and raised there. So, you know, we're Vegas natives for sure. And the support has been so, so nice. And I really appreciate all of it.
Katie Grimes on a Friday night, where are you going to find her? If you're not practicing, like you're going out for fun, where are you going to go?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't go out too much in Vegas, but in and out probably.
I love it. See, that's the right answer. It's always in and out
with your silver medal around your neck too, right? You're never taking that thing off.
Yeah, I'm keeping it in a sock right now just to make sure it doesn't get scratched up, but we got our official boxes for the medal today, so I can just take it out of the sock and put it in the box. So.
Now, I know you graduated high school, and everyone's like, where is Katie going to college? And you haven't announced that yet. I'm wondering if there's any plans on announcing that soon?
Definitely soon. I've just been really making sure that I'm taking the right thought process going into this decision. But yeah, I will say that it's going to be soon for sure.
And then how are things in the Olympic Village? How are your living conditions? We've heard some stories about the cardboard beds. How's everything for as far as your living conditions over there?
Yeah, well, it's been great here at the Village. Honestly, I sleep so good on the cardboard bed. I'm not even joking. Like, I nap really well. I sleep really well here. The food is all right. It's been a experience with the food for sure. But they do have coffee and pastries. That's one thing they do really well. But the Village is just awesome in general, like being able to be with a ton of athletes, and especially Team USA has been super cool.
Okay, Katie, since you are a silver medalist, I feel like you're qualified for this. We want to award medals to the pop girls of the summer. So we need to know who you would give the gold, silver, and bronze to out of Sabrina Carpenter. Charlie XCX. And Chapel Roan.
Oh, man. I would say gold for Sabrina Carpenter. Because the whole women's team was singing Espresso, like, all the time. Between the other two, I would say it's a close tie, but probably Charlie with the silver.
And Chapel with the bronze?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's a solid ranking.
I think that is solid.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Have you met a lot of the other athletes that are going viral with you guys, like Alona from the women's rugby team or Steven the Glasses guy from the men's gymnastics team?
I have seen Alona like a ton in the Village, but I've always been too nervous to like say anything. But they were out of the Village for their matches, so I'm not sure if they're going to come back, but if they do, I'll make sure I'll say hi.
You got to do it. I think she would be starstruck by you, Katie. I mean, you've literally been called the future of U.S. swimming. And are you already eyeing L.A. in 2028?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Heck yeah.
It would be so cool. And I think, that's going to be awesome.
Well, we are so incredibly proud of you and just watching you on this journey. It's been awesome. I love that you never forget your Las Vegas roots. That's incredible. So best of luck to you, Katie, and the rest of the games. And thanks for checking in with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Katie. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.